"Here we go," said the sergeant. "Shackle down. Harriman and Chang, make sure Mr. Bauer is anchored. The Sentinel aren't pulling back, so we can expect resistance."
Marines unspooled mini grapples from belt slots and slammed them into the deck plating. Robert's minders lashed his arms and chest with straps and webbing, but his attention was suddenly and wholly grabbed by the Earth Sphere ship that was hurtling towards them. The actual prow was a blunt mass of compacted, half-melted metal substructure, clearly the result of some devastating attack, perhaps an explosion or some unimaginable shearing energy weapon. Embedded in and protruding from that ruin was a squat armoured cylinder, and onto that had been fixed the pylon. Cylindrical, and about 2 metres across, it was maybe 20 long and ended in a conical tip, smooth and shiny. Then, all of a sudden, there was no more time for consideration. The ship swept in closer and closer, filling all the viewports as it bore down on the Sentinel vessel. Robert watched the pylon slide through vacuum towards the crypt ship's hull, an inexorable spear. It struck. A massive shock passed through the crypt ship's hull. The crouching marines were knocked back or sideways. At the same time, the long gallery's windows shattered and blew out, and the atmosphere shrieked as it blasted outwards. At once, Robert's baggy garment popped into a bulging, shiny configuration. While the hood closed around him, its opening shrinking to nothing before sealing. For a couple of panicky seconds, all he saw was the Propod's fine mesh interior, while feeling himself grabbed and carried along. Then, an oblong section before his face turned misty, then opaque, and finally transparent.
"That's a relief,"
he said hoarsely, even though all he could see was the gallery ceiling.
"You okay, Mr. Bauer?"
said Harriman, whose helmeted head came into view. His voice was coming over a tinny comm situated at about midriff level.
"We're about halfway there. The captain sent reinforcements inside the pylon and they're clearing out some of those Sentinels."
A faint thud came from back the way they had come, and the deck shuddered. A moment later, Robert felt a wave of vertigo, especially in his stomach, and knew. An unseen Chuang swore.
"Ha! Blew their own generators! They're up to! Harriman, here they come! Ah!"
Shouts mingled over the comm, with the sergeant bellowing orders, and Robert felt himself being pulled off to one side. Drifting in zero-G, he spun slowly and saw that he was attached by a flexi-line to the female marine Chuang, who was being pushed towards the shattered windows by a plume of vapour jetting out of a hole in her faceplate. From her lack of movement, Robert knew she was dead. Then he saw the Sentinel interceptors harrying the long, blockish hull of the Earth Sphere warship sitting there waiting. Realising there was death aplenty waiting out there, he tried to grab at the flexi-line, only to find that the Propod didn't have gauntlets for the hands, just smooth, round stumps. He started yelling for help, and was a moment from gliding neatly out of the crypt ship when something unseen snagged him.
"Don't worry, Mr. Bauer. Gotcha."
It was Harriman, and behind him another 3 Marines. Under this escort, he was guided along the null gravity corridor, now a floating charnel house of Sentinel bodies, frozen blood spill and viscera. The pylon angled into the corridor through a mess of bent and burst plating. Robert was pushed into a hatch in the side of it, then hauled up its cramped interior to a large, dimly lit chamber. When the last Marine was inside and the hatch was sealed, the sergeant said,